in rehearsals and with previews coming up too.
We do. We have three shows. As I just said, The Art of War is coming up. It is in rehearsals. We have the new play, a second new play called Ransacking Troy, which is also in rehearsals. And we have the big, glorious Dangerous Liaisons, which is in rehearsals. Now, all of those are getting towards what we call tech, and at the end of the month, they're going to start having their dress rehearsals, and then they will be on stage by the beginning of August. So, three more shows, and just a couple more weeks, and we will have all of the shows of the 2025 season open and running.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. So we are looking forward to more shows, more great get-togethers with Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website. And then just before we let you go, a great post on the Facebook page with Stratford Festival, when we've been talking about the cricket match between Stratford and Shaw. That cricket match is coming up for August 25th, but it's going to be at the Butch Blake Memorial Cricket Ground, the newly christened or newly named cricket ground. And a great spotlight on Butch Blake for folks that remember that fine actor over the years.
Oh, isn't it wonderful to see that? And, you know, Emilio Vieira is the person behind, who really championed getting that new pitch built. He talked to the city, he raised the money, he got it done, and he is the head of our cricket team and has been for a number of years now. One of the younger members of our company went through the conservatory, and what's really wonderful, you know, he's too young to ever have known Butch Blake, but Butch also was a champion of that cricket team, and he, of course, was, you know, here in the founding years, in the early 50s, he's one of our longest-serving actors. I think he did something like 42 consecutive seasons.
Yeah.
150 roles.
Oh.
So you've got a young actor today really being in touch with someone from the early years and wanting to create a tribute to him. And he just set out, and he did it. And we now have this wonderful new cricket pitch. And I know there's interest from lots of people in town, not just the actors. Many people play cricket, and it seems to be a growing sport in the city and in the country. And they're going to have a practice match, and then they're going to have, of course, the great big annual 51st cricket game between Shaw and Stratford at the end of August.
That's right.
And what an event that is. I really come out and see it. Cricket is an all-day game, and we start around noon. People sit on the hills of Lower Queens and watch the game unfold slowly and slowly and slowly as cricket does. It has its moments of excitement, of course.
Of course.
And we have afternoon tea, and we come out and we watch the cricket game still go on longer and longer and longer and longer, and then we go inside for supper, and there's usually a late night party before everyone heads home on their buses.
Yeah, it's an annual event. I've had people ask me, do they still do the Stratford Shaw cricket match? They absolutely do, and now so happy to see it, the Butch Blake Memorial Cricket Ground, or the pitch there. Great.
And there's a nice bench dedicated to Butch as well.
Oh, so nice. So much going on. StratfordFestival.ca is the website, and Swordfinger with all the details. Do check out that Facebook post. And thank you so much.
It's really great to talk to you, Jamie. I'll have more to talk about very soon once I get inside some of those new shows.
Oh, yes. That sounds good. Thanks, Anne.
Great to talk to you.